In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I did not have nice things to say about Rob Saws's tenure here as head coach. Didn't think he was a great head coach. He deserved a hell of a lot more credit for that defense than I ever gave him, because they have fallen completely apart without him here.
And by the way, for Jeff Ulbrich, it's not his fault. You know, it's he is put in an untenable situation. It's really hard. You know, I think he started playing like around 2001 in the NFL for the 49ers.
Yeah.
So, you know, he obviously saw Aaron Rodgers and probably played against him a couple times, I would imagine. I mean, how does he coach him? How does he hold him accountable? Especially if you're a defensive coach, you really know very little about offense. You know how to try to stop offenses for sure.
You can't.
You got to manage game situations. You got to make decisions. You got to make them quickly. You got to have a prepared plan on in certain situations in games to figure out how you're going to finish a game or try to save your timeouts and not blow your timeouts. Are you going for two? You're not going for two. I mean, that's all part of being the head coach.
And wasn't qualified to do it, was put in a situation he didn't belong in. He's drowning in front of us. It's just like watching a pig on a spit just get roasted. That's what it's, every Jeff Ulbrich press conference is just, it's like, he doesn't know what the hell to say. I mean, half the time he sounds like he's going to cry. I mean, it's true. He's like quivering in his voice. It's like, Christ almighty, he doesn't want any part of this. And here he is stuck in this jet hell. It's just like, everybody gets caught up in it. Everybody. No matter who you are. I mean, outside of Rex Ryan and that the run that they had, everybody
Bill
else comes here.
Bill Parcells.
Well, yeah, all right. That was a while ago, but you're right, 100%.
But again, two personalities, two coaching personalities that came in and took over the franchise.
I know, we've been saying it, and that's the move they're going to have to go to. But they'll probably hire like the special teams coordinator for the Cardinals. He'll come in here.
I'm going to change this thing around.
No, you're not. You're going to be gone in 2 years, you loser.
Let's get the assistant GM from, I don't know who else. Let's see who's got a good. Let's get the assistant GM from the Commanders, because they drafted Jaden Daniels. And that guy will come in here. You know, the Jets have a rich history. Fired. Out of here.
No shot. No shot.
Jets have a rich history.
You know, gangrene, we're going to bring back the project. Shut up. You're going to be fired in 2 years. You got no chance. None. Right.
Is there anybody out there that they can hire to make you happy?
I told you the two. I've been saying it for the longest time. I think two guys that make sense to me, John Gruden, Brian Flores. Why? Because they both have lawsuits against the NFL. It's going to be hard for them to get hired anywhere else. That's why. Those two guys, but all kidding aside.
Yes, okay.
Those two guys have the personality. I mean, Brian Flores, and I know, you know, the argument is a valid one. How Tua hated his guts, but I do think that you can get a guy off a situation like that who learned a lot from that situation, and now his players, and I can attest to this, they love him, and I would hate to lose him as a defensive coordinator, assistant head coach there in Minnesota. I hope he's grooming somebody, but they love him now. and he's gone through a lot. Maybe that lawsuit gets dropped, whatever, but he would be a guy I would consider. But Gruden's the number one guy. I mean, him coming in here would be the only type of personality, and that might fail too. I don't know, but at least it's the type of guy who could do it. Like, I mean, the way he steps into Barstool, like, it's just like he's the man. Like, he just says, Miz, you know, I never had an iced coffee, man. You know, it's just like everything he says is just like, all right, this is it.
Yes.
You know?
100%.
And he's all about football. He's not about Aaron Rodgers and Egypt and whatever the hell else he's got going on. This guy's about football. You tried this with another guy and Aaron Rodgers didn't work out. But, I mean, like, Gruden would come in there, clean everything up. Man, that color sucks, man, for that carpet. Let's get that up, huh? What's your name, huh? You know, I like that iced coffee now, man. Why don't you get me one of those, huh?
I'm telling
you. Cutting people, firing people. You take control of the whole thing.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But that would be the guy. But you might not get either one of those guys. Maybe even them who've been banished from being a head coach in the NFL might not even take the Jet job. Oh, wait. I'll wait another year, let the stink go off me for another year, and then I'll get a real job with a real owner that has their own stadium. God damn.
Man, I'm telling you.
It's pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic. This is the number one market in the country.
You know, it took a while for the Knicks to get it right.
Of course it didn't. We sat here and said it for the longest time. They were the most embarrassing team and one of the worst franchises. And we were talking about how them and the Sacramento Kings were basically the worst franchises in basketball. It wasn't even close. They finally got the right guys.
Well, you know, I will say that they somehow got Bill Parcells here. They somehow got Rex Ryan here. So they do have a track record of having a successful run.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, they seriously bottomed out there right before Parcells. And that's what's going on here. They're bottoming out with these decisions that have not worked out. So
what did Bill Parcells do? He brought in a stopgap.
Yeah, he did, certainly.
He basically resurrected Vinny Testaverde's career.
He did. So, I mean, is John Gruden going to bring back Rich Gannon? 60-year-old Rich Gannon comes out of retirement?
Well, I mean, you know, you never know. I mean,
I don't know.
You never know who's going to be available. But the one thing I would say that if Aaron did want to stay, I would think and I would hope that Aaron has learned that you definitely need a very, very strong voice as the head coach. You have to have a strong voice. You have to have somebody who has a level of credibility that when they walk into the room, everybody's going to sit up tight, straight. Everybody's going to be, you know, paying attention, and everybody's going to be on notice.
But instead, they'll bring in the passing coordinator from the Texans. Like, that'll be the guy you get. And you can't do it. You can't do it. Unless you want to go another 5 years of being a laughing stock, you got to make a big hire here. Has to be. It's got to be someone like we've been talking about. You cannot bring another coordinator who knows nothing about New York or never been a head coach. For God's sakes, I mean, you drafted a kid at a BYU to be the Jets quarterback. You thought that was going to work?
With a rookie head coach and a rookie offense coordinator.
You thought that was going to work? Come on! I mean, he was like 19, I feel like, when he came here. And I said at the time, I don't know where the hell he came from in the draft, talking about the draft. It's all about Justin Fields. Well, not that Justin Fields' career's worked out, but then all of a sudden, Zach Wilson gets one throw in a combine. So we're going to pull him out of there, out of Utah, and spit him out here on the East Coast to be the Jets quarterback? Haven't you learned anything? It's different here. It's different.
Well, Sam Darnold and Mark Sanchez found that out.
Mark Sanchez at least had some success because he had the right coach.
Oh, yes.
It's like, it's just something, it takes a special person to drag you out of this. Special people. Not even Aaron Rodgers could do it. He couldn't do it.
Well, Donald Trump made a comeback. Could Rex Ryan make a comeback?
I don't know. I think that's like a... And he did it once. I don't know if he could do it again. Plus, he even got swallowed up from the whole, you know, he went to Jet hell, too. Like, we tend to forget. It's like memories. You always remember the good things about. Like that documentary I was watching about the Zodiac Killer. Like, he was friends with his family. And, like, he's like, oh, I remember Mr. Allen used to take us diving and stuff. Like, but you don't remember the time that he, like, left you in the car while he goes killed a couple on the beach. somehow you forgot about that.
Right.
So like people like that's I think for us to be able to maybe a psychiatrist could call up and vouch for this or not, but I think for us to be able to like enjoy the human experience, we tend to remember the good time. Like, oh, the 60s were great. You know, people remember that. But what about the wars and the assassinations that went on during that too? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, but it was peace, love, and rock and roll. Okay. For some people. You know, but...
You look at Rex's, you know, impact here, right?
Yeah.
9-7, 11-5, 8-8, 6-10, 8-8, 4-12, 8-8, 7-8. 61-66 in 8 years. Well, let me see. 46-50 in 6 years here with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, but it was also like he lost all his mojo. You know, they ended up bringing in Idzik, and then he was supposed to not be as boisterous anymore, and he changed his personality. He probably regrets all that now. But, like, he got swallowed up in the thing, too. Like, I just don't want to go back there because that was the last thing that worked, you know?
Yeah, he was 4-12 his last year here.
And I know it's nostalgia and that he's got that personality, but how old is he now? I mean, and there's a reason why no one else has come calling for Rex Ryan after he, you know.
Well, it's Buffalo. He went to Buffalo.
Yeah, but I'm saying after that. There's a reason why he's up there. I mean, Gruden, we know the reason why Gruden got fired. They would have kept him there as a head coach. They wanted it.
Well, he was going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
Supposed to be there for a long time.
How old is Rex these days? 61.
No, he's got to be more than that.
No, he's 61.
That's it? He's younger than me?
Yeah, it looks way older, I got to say.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm knocking him or giving you a compliment. I'm just telling the truth.
I'll tell you what. I'll take it as a compliment.
He'll be 62 next month.
Okay.
But he's currently 61 as we sit here
today.
Oh,
there you go.
And that's after a facelift and new teeth, too. Oh, the pain. Change your practice facility.
It's unbelievable.
All right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.